Welcome to another episode of Moon Talks. Today we are talking about the blood mysteries. So this is a basic initiation into the divine feminine mysteries. And today we're talking about how does it work? How do we work with it? The science behind it, the sacredness of this mystery, why people are scared of it, and how it's connected to feminine power and the blood mysteries being the root of feminine power. And we discuss different ways that we can work with these mysteries to empower ourselves and to come back to ourselves and move through our cycles with more intention and understanding and knowledge, and why it's important to understand how our bodies work and how our cycles work. And so we also do a meditation in this to enter into the red tent, another ancient feminine tradition, which we explain deeper in this conversation. So this episode is full of meditation and rituals for you to connect with your cycle, with your blood, with the red tent, with your own seat of feminine power, and really cultivate these rituals and these mysteries and this connection and relationship from within yourself. So since today is the full moon in Scorpio, we figured this would be the perfect time to dive into the mysteries, the underworld, the more hidden aspects of femininity, and the deeper mysteries and parts of our cycle that have long been shamed and hidden and silenced. And so our intention today is to bring them to light and shine light into these different and deeper and darker and more mysterious aspects of womanhood that we shouldn't be afraid of, and to connect with what is real and what is sacred and what is authentic and a very true part of being a woman, and to empower ourselves and cultivate really the depth of our beingness with ourself, using our natural rhythms and cycles and mysteries that are accessible within us now and always, but especially during the time of our bleed on our cycle. And so really happy to have you here. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We're so happy that you're here and to spend this time together over the full moon. The full moon has always been a time where women connect with each other and gravitate towards each other, either if it's through ritual and ceremony and celebration, or if it's just as simple as calling up your girlfriend and checking in, or writing a letter or sending a message. However way that we connect with each other, this is always a time of the month and really special times for women to come together and to connect with each other and celebrate all the goodness of being a woman and you know, just in its full spectrum of womanhood. And so much of this conversation today is what this is about, not just focusing on the lightness and brightness of it, but also why the deeper and more nuanced and more hidden parts of the feminine are really sacred, and to restore the honor there and to reclaim these parts of ourselves for ourselves so that we can be our most expressed, full embodiment of the truth of who we are. So if you are back listening for another Moon Talk, thank you for being here. We are so grateful to have you here and love journeying with you on this ride together. So we will dive right into the conversation now. Welcome to the Blood Mysteries. Welcome back to another episode of Moon Talks. Today we are meeting for a Scorpio full moon, and we are diving into the depths of the underworld, the mysteries, and specifically the blood mysteries. So Sandra, let's just start off by discussing, what are the blood mysteries?
Well, the blood mysteries, it is like an ancient tradition and a ritual that has been made from women in all times, in all religions, cultures, during hundreds and thousands of years, in order to regenerate their cellular memory, their energetical body, and their communities. Okay, so the blood mysteries was the anchor with women in the process of transformation. These were the first shamanic practices that actually waved through the planet. You know, it was like blood shamanism. Later on with the patriarchy, when the patriarchy went on, this wasn't really well respected, and actually it was being shamed. So today in our modern world, we are living the consequences of the shame against our own nature. So the blood mysteries is something that we really want to bring forth, because it's the basic initiation as a woman to enter the divine feminine mysteries. And that's basically what it is. And I'm really happy that we are sharing today this podcast and talking about this specific niche, because it's one of the most important steps for feminine awakening.
And why do you think the blood mysteries are so important right now? Why do you think they matter in the context of today's world and where we are as a collective of women?
Well, we are in a process that we are living a death of the old structures, a death of identities, a death of an entire system. So when this is actually happening, the blood mysteries helps us to really let go of what is not serving us any longer. So it's the cycle of life, death, rebirth. It's really powerful and really important to enter with balance with the feminine. Normally, like even in the Tao, with tantric arts, we can see the symbol of yin and yang. You know, the yang is expansion, is creation. The yin is contraction. You know, it's also death. One is life and one is death. And death has been misdefined during the patriarchy. So people is afraid to death, and they haven't understood the conception of death, because it's an ego death. It's not a death that it can be also, you know. And the ancient prophecies said that the world will come back to peace when women start offering the blood to Mother Earth, connecting to the earth again, that's the only blood that should be honored in the planet.
And so do you want to share what some of the different blood mysteries are, where they originate from, if there's specific cultures where they come from, so we can get a better idea of what they look like maybe in practice?
Well, we are going to start today with a meditation to enter the red tent. The red tent is a Jewish tradition, and because this was really well honored in those times, for example, in Mexico, we have also adopted this red tent, you know, and in many other countries. So this like ritual for honoring women in their blood process, in the bleeding process, has been extended along and around the planet. So I think it's important that we do a little meditation to enter the red tent. And once we are in physically and energetically, we can start opening these mysteries. When women get connected to the earth, to her cycles, to her natural rhythms, then there is a new consciousness that is arising. It's a mystery, it's an unknown. So people is scared of the unknown. So everything that is unknown is scary for people. Everyone is scared of the feminine power, and the feminine power lies within the blood mysteries. It's really powerful that we really understand that the way of controlling life, it doesn't work for the nature of a woman. A woman always is going to be in touch with her own nature. A woman is always going to be in touch with Mother Earth, and we are connected to those cycles, and we can use the ritual with intent, you know, to clear things from our life. So what I want to say is that we are a cycle. If we aren't aware of it, we are a cycle. So because we are a cycle, better we know how to navigate this cycle and how to navigate the waves of being a woman. And if you do sacred rituals with intent during this cycle, then we don't need to wonder what other people think about us, because that's external. Like, we are not projecting our reality there. It's like we are going within. This is a journey within, understanding the mystery, understanding death, understanding blood, understanding all those things that are scary for people, and bringing light to places that shouldn't be scared of. So I think I would love to just share some seeds about the blood mysteries.
Okay, here. Well, let's do that. Let's dive into the meditation now.
Well, the way I would love to do it is to enter the red tent, and inside the tent, we share the sacredness of this, of the rituals. So we can start taking a deep inhale into the body and a deep exhale with sound, bringing our awareness here and now. Making sure that we have a space to receive this information. Making sure that nobody is going to disturb us. So we can start bringing our attention back to the present moment, back to here and now. Gathering our energy back to this moment, back to our bodies. Feeling how the air is going in through our nostrils all the way to our lungs. Being fully present with our breath. Feeling the points of contact of our body on the chair, on the sofa, on the ground. Feeling the gravity of the earth within our body. Visualizing some roots that go down to the earth from our feet, asking for permission to the spirits of the land to really awaken and open all times, spaces, and dimensions, to connect our roots with the center of the Mother Earth, with the cycles of the Mother Earth. Visualizing these roots wrapping around a clear quartz crystal with intention to awaken, to remember, the blood mysteries. Visualizing how your blood energetically drops in through your legs, all the way to the earth. Allow yourself to feel your blood running down through your legs. As a wild woman that you are, an extension of something bigger that moves everything. Allowing ourselves to feel a red ray from the center of the earth through our wombs, hearts, connected to the seventh plane of consciousness, calling upon your higher self to land into this space. Calling upon Archangel Michael to take off and remove any reptilian entities from this space now. Inhaling and exhaling, proclaiming this space as a sacred space where you can enter, relax, allow your body to move through your intuition, feeling your breath in and breath out, relaxing your muscles and your nervous system. It is safe to be you. It is safe to feel your body. It is safe to relax. As you can walk inside the red tent just in front of you, allow yourself to enter with barefoot into this sacred red tent and take a place here. Feeling one sister in your left and one sister in your right. Sisters from all around the world sitting inside this red tent to hear and to learn about the nature of woman, about the blood mysteries that has been forgiven by many. Allow yourself to feel the sisterhood around you. Allow yourself to visualize an altar in the center of this red tent with a bowl of water, with a fire as well, uniting the divine masculine and divine feminine forces in the center of this red tent that connect heaven on earth. Calling upon Mary Magdalene to step forth and to place a red rose within your womb. Visualizing how this red rose opens, a sensual flower opening within your womb. A flower that shows you the mysteries and the technology of your own body. As this flower connects the seventh plane of existence with the three-dimensional reality. As you can see and visualize, red rose petals falling like a rain through your crown chakra all the way to your body. Clearing, purifying your ideas and all programming about the blood that you carry. Being open to receive new information. Being open to awaken the mysteries of your own womb, of your own bleed. Allowing yourself to sit in this red tent next to your sisters in your left and in your right. Placing your journey on the earth. Bleeding freely to the earth, connecting the spirit of your blood with the spirit of the earth. Relaxing here and now. And so it is. So, welcome, sisters. Welcome to the Red Tent. It is a pleasure to really open this space and talk about something that has changed the life of hundreds and hundreds of women all around the world. And if we want to awaken sexually, if we want to awaken our power, and if we want to really step into our dharma, our purpose in life, we really need to know and understand how our bodies and our technology works. Our bleeding, it is part of a cycle. We were talking in a previous podcast about this, which this cycle goes through different seasons, right? Like the moon on the sky and the earth, and how the moon really influences the earth and the waters of the planet. So in a way, our blood are the waters. You know, the waters that we carry, and specifically the blood of our womb contains stem cells. You know, it contains stem cells that are really powerful. There is many ways that we can use this blood for healing and for regeneration. Welcome to this space, and Jacqueline, that you are here.
Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful meditation and for giving us an opportunity in this space to really feel into what this means for us and what this part of our cycle means to us, and to just return to what's sacred and what's true and what's real and what's authentic and honest to us. And this is an aspect, a natural part of our bodies, a natural part of our rhythms, a natural part of womanhood that is so beautiful and that is so sacred. And thanks for creating this doorway into this mystery, because it is still something that a lot of people are really uncomfortable with and are really scared of. And that fear is genderless. It is feminine and masculine and everything in between. And it is the blood, in a sense, is the root of the feminine power. And so thank you so much for creating this space for us to explore within our own bodies, explore within our own mysteries, and explore within our own blood, and to really not be ashamed of that, and to really revere it and remember it for what it is. And I think this is a perfect time to be having this conversation and this experience and understanding, expansion of understanding, as we approach this Scorpio full moon, which is the death and regeneration in the underworld, and bringing things that have been hidden to light. And I think that the blood mysteries are some of the most hidden and silenced and shamed aspects of womanhood, from the time that many of us get our cycles onwards, maybe until now, maybe until this conversation. Maybe for one or two or more women listening, this is the first time that they've considered their cycle, their bleeding, as something that is special and sacred. And so that is, I don't take that lightly. And I'm just really grateful to dive into this mystery and into this realm of feminine mystery and power with you and with everyone listening. And yeah, just really grateful to be journeying here together right now.
Amazing. So Yeah, let's start with the blood, you know, like the blood is actually, it is in the subconscious level. It is the water and the rivers of our body, okay, which is the memory. It carries the memory. When we go to the blood of the womb, when we bleed, is the only blood that we actually are having every month that is actually rooted in the cycles of nature, okay? The first step to really enter into this process is to be in touch with it, because as you said, like many women haven't been in touch, or maybe they refuse because society has been refusing this part of us, and they consider this as a physical reality, you know. And this is not just physical, this is also energetical and psychic reality. So the deeper and the more holistic way that we take our own menstruation, the better, because the menstruation contains the emotional and the psychic memory of your month. And because in this moment, we are really embodying the death priestess, we are really like allowing to peel off, there is a death going within our own body, is a moment that we can, with intent, release any drama, trauma, or emotional imbalance that we had through the month. Okay, so I really, really recommend to take 1, 2, or even 3 days alone in solitude by yourself, because in this space, when we are bleeding, we enter a different state of consciousness. Okay, we enter altered state of consciousness through a natural way, where we can receive visions, where we can receive messages, and where we can be in touch with our ancestors, because the veil is really, really thin. So in a psychic level, the veil is really thin, and we can be in touch with other dimensions and other worlds that contain information for our lives. Okay, that's really, really important to know. And on the physical level, maybe we feel more tired and we feel like we don't want to be with people, you know. So it's a moment that we are entering a different state of consciousness, and we need to respect that. So I really like invite everyone to take a sacred space, a long time, or even in nature, to really dive deep into what is happening within the body. And the body is going to be talking, you know, it's going to be like releasing and talking. So it's really powerful and really important that we honor this space and this time to connect with the visions that we have, to connect with the messages that we have. And there is also many traditions and traditional medicines that have been using the blood to really improve the lives of the communities, you know. And in a scientific level, it is proven already that when you bleed, there is some like stem cells in your blood that are regenerative. You know, these cells that were going to create a baby, they weren't fecundated. So your body released. So there is like a kind of release, but those cells are regenerative, and you can like heal. If you have any physical wound in your body, you can put it in your skin, and in all levels, it regenerates the body. Okay. So that's one of the amazing things that we can do with the menstrual blood. There is also many traditions, for example, in Mexico, they can dry it on the sun, you know, the blood, they dry it on the sun. And then when it's dry, you can actually take it and use it in your food. You know, like I'm saying things that have been used for many, many traditions, because these cells and these blood regenerates your body. You know, it's really, really powerful to get to know this. And in many folklore and ritual traditions, they through all the different continents, that has there has been a really relevant time for this ritual, you know. So I'm just, as a lover of ancient traditions, I'm just sharing a little bit of what it can happen, you know, what we can actually do. So isolating ourselves to really listen to our bodies. And also if we want to go deeper later on, we can share more, you know, but today we'll be sharing the basics. Just the fact of allowing our bodies to bleed freely, you know, without the use of tampons or anything like that. Just to bleed freely and to allow yourself to see and to touch your blood. You know, that's already a reconciliation, because the blood in the subconscious mind, it contains so much information. There is also many artists that are painting with the menstrual blood. And these paints are done through this moment where the veil is so thin that you can paint your visions out into reality. It's kind of like claiming your wise woman. You know, you can like use it to heal your own body, to put it in your own food, to paint into your own art. Like I remember my first ways into the blood mysteries. This was maybe like, I don't know, 11 years ago or even more, that I painted myself with my own blood, you know, and I put that painting in the center of my living room. It's like, I don't care, like, what everyone is going to say. I'm recognizing myself as a woman. And that was a psychomagic ritual that I wanted to do to fully recognize and honor the nature of who I am. And just by doing that act, you know, like, of putting the painting of my own portrait in the living room, that shifted an entire reality in my life, a reality that I could have never imagined, you know. And when people was asking me, what is this? It's like, yeah, I painted myself. I painted myself with my own menstrual blood. And I know people can get maybe a bit like impacted, but that's good. That's what I wanted to do. You know, it's like, I'm recognizing my own blood. I'm recognizing that I am a woman. So I'm recognizing all that comes with it. So that was really, really powerful in my own life as a first start into these mysteries. And I also want to share that there is a blood tied to our ancestors, you know. It's like a red thread that goes, it's an energetical umbilical cord that connects our womb with the womb of our mother, you know, through our umbilical cord. It connects our womb with the womb of our mother, with the womb of our grandmother. There is like a red thread that connects all the wombs of your lineage, of your mothers and grandmothers, that are connected to the gateway of your womb. So when you allow yourself to honor the cycles of your womb, you are honoring also your ancestors. And you are also allowing the stories of your own life and the stories of your ancestors to be cleared and released in the physical, emotional, and psychic level. So if we are going through like emotional imbalances, or if we maybe have physical symptoms in our bodies, that it has become really normal in modern society. Like in ancient traditions, these symptoms weren't existing. You know, it's something that has come with the modern society, that we have forgotten our own bodies. And women are having premenstrual syndromes. They are having like cramps or different other things. And this is just information, you know. This is information that when you bleed and you have cramps, there is some part of your emotional body that you weren't listening through the month. But in this moment that the veil is so thin, you are feeling it and you are embodying it. So it's kind of like your body is screaming at you. Because when you are aligned with your emotional body, then the premenstrual syndrome, it's not even existence, you know. It's really, really powerful to understand that everything that happens when we are bleeding or before we are bleeding is just a manifestation of how are we in touch with our own bodies, to our own wombs. So I really wanted to touch this part, because the cramps, the premenstrual syndrome, or different symptoms in the body is just a reflection of a disconnection to your feminine bodies, which is the emotional and the psychic bodies, okay? And our modern society has also painted the menstruation as a physical reality, when that's not true. It's not a physical reality that you need like to hide it from society. It is happening in your physical reality, in your emotional reality, in your mental reality, and in your psychic reality. So that's why in those traditions, for example, in the Jewish tradition, that they honor the mother lineage so much, they had this amazing red tent, which it was tents for women to isolate themselves during their menstruation so they could tap into the wisdom of their bodies. They could talk through the ancestors. They could bring new visions and messages for the community, for their families, and for their lives. So this was a sacred art of deep feminine listening and knowing. You know, it was actually the red tent. And that's why I wanted to do a little meditation to enter this red tent energetically, so we can actually understand that in the red tent, nobody is judged. You know, everything that happens, there was even wise women and older women mentoring the younger women when they were having any trouble with their husbands, with their sexuality. So the red tent was a unity, a sisterhood, you know, a mentoring of the wise grandmothers to the rest of the women of the town. They were getting really nourished and they were getting information about how to tap into the technology of their bodies to really move forward in their lives with their communities. And this tradition has been lost in most of the countries today. I'm just here to just bring this forth into a seed of how sacred this was and this is. And I know that in our modern worlds, maybe we don't have red tents or women that hold red tents all around, right? But I invite you to create your own red tent when you bleed. To light a candle is a symbolic act to really awaken the archetype of the crown that you are embodying and to allow the messages to come to you in a natural way. Okay, so that's kind of like the best basic part, is to take a time apart because you are entering a different portal, an altered state of consciousness that normally it was seen as a medicine journey, you know, like in some traditions, this was known as a plant spirit journey, same as ayahuasca today. But we have been so disconnected to the bodies that maybe we don't feel the body to go that deep. But the blood mysteries, it was considered not like a plant medicine journey. It was a plant medicine spiritual journey because it's the journey of the tree of life. And the spirit of the tree of life, it symbolizes through the calyx of the womb, you know, that connection with the womb and the tree of life. So it was the first shamanic practices that were created in many ancient traditions. Actually, the first shamanic practices were the blood mysteries. And we can all of us tap into this wisdom, you know, like this is a wisdom that we all carry, but there is some tips and information that we don't have today because we have get so separated from the earth and from Mother Nature. But yeah, this is basically what the red tent is and how we can actually enter this space by ourselves. And you can honor your own blood by dressing red those days if you want, to having like comfortable clothing. You'll feel your body that during this time you don't want to wear certain things and you want to wear others. It's a time to really awaken and feel your intuition to the depths, you know, to know the story that you carry, to know what is the dharma and the message that you carry. So it was a place of connection and it was a place of rejuvenation as well, you know, because if one time a month you take this time alone into your own red tent, into your house, into your garden, you'll feel that there is many messages that come from the archetype of the wisdom of the feminine will be in touch through your body to you, you know, through your own inner gnosis. You'll connect with this information while you bleed. And it is a taboo today, you know, it is like a taboo because we were saying the patriarchy has been washing over all the feminine mysteries, but things are changing in these days, which I'm really, really happy. And how the feminine is rising, and how if we go to the Taoist practices also, we have the feminine and masculine, we have the yin and the yang, which is a cycle that balances each other, you know. So if in our realities we are too young, like action, goal setting, controlling, like expanding, at some point it won't work out. We need the yin, to balance the yang. So in our modern society, maybe we think that expanding is good, you know, expansion is good, and contraction is not good, that life is good and that death is bad, you know. So in this red tent and through the blood mysteries is reclamation of death, a reclamation of the feminine power, which has been a taboo. You know, and as we reclaim death, as we reclaim the feminine power, as we reclaim the cycle and the blood that runs freely and naturally through our wombs every week, we are reclaiming the feminine. What happens is that when you reclaim and you enter into balance with your own feminine, you enter in balance with information that your feminine soul is here to carry, you know, so you cannot be manipulated from the outside because you are full sovereign being. You become sovereign with your own womb, with your own sexuality. And that's a little introduction of what the blood mysteries actually are. And I want to talk also about bee priestesses, you know, because there is the honey and there is the stink when we talk about bee priestesses. And when we feel the pain in your physical and emotional body, there is like some information that your body wants to tell you. It's not like you can have a pill and numb the pain and keep going with your day. But when you feel the pain, if there is any pain through your bleeding, in this moment is when you can see it in stillness and listen what your body wants to tell you. And through that pain, that darkness, it comes the honey, it comes the light, you know, it gives you clarity. So there is kind of a balance and a dance between the pain and the softness and the honey, you know. One, it can be like, it can feel like we want to refuse it if we feel the pain in our womb. But if you refuse it and you numb it, then you pay a price. You'll pay a price with your relationships, with your life, with your happiness. So I'm just bringing forth the idea that if you feel pain in your womb when you bleed or through your menstrual syndrome or you have cramps, I invite you to see it and to listen to what your body wants to tell you. And it will talk in this moment of your month really, really clearly to you. It will bring you clarity of what is in and balance. You know, when, if there is some distortion in your life, it will feel like pain, you know. You cannot deny it when you bleed. So if there is some emotions that need to be seen or some decisions that need to be looked at, so then in this moment, it manifests through your physical reality. So it's an inner vision quest with your own self, because the blood are the waters of our body and the waters have the memory. And in this memory, it's all the memory of our month, the memory of our lives, the memory of our mothers and the memory of our grandmothers. So there is infinite wisdom that comes through when we bleed and that comes through when you take a self-vision quest, you know, isolating yourself during this bleeding process, because you connect with your womb, emotional, physical, mental, psychic body, and at the same time, you connect the red thread that goes from your womb to the womb of your mothers and grandmothers. So basically, it is a gateway of full information. So the blood mysteries is not something that is bad. What I want to bring here is like redefine what is the blood mysteries. The blood mysteries is a mirror to the mysteries of your own soul imprint. And if it's painful, then there is information and distortions in our lives. We are not truly aligned. And this is a time to align ourselves. And with fully intent, we can release and make choices in this time so we can rebirth as new beings after the bleeding.
That was beautiful. Thank you. How are the blood mysteries and feminine power connected?
Well, it is connected because it takes you to a physical death. That's what it is. The blood mysteries is a physical death. So if in that death, you allow to peel off what you are not, you allow to peel off those emotions that are rising up that you couldn't feel before, you know, you cry, you have to cry, or you give yourself a time for your own self. So then you bleed that emotion, you bleed those intentions out through your body. So if with intent, you allow yourself to peel off stories of your life, when you stop bleeding, you won't feel them again. You know, that will be like a snake. When the snake peels the skin, it will be the same. Your physical body is peeling a skin. So you allow yourself to choose what is peeling from your life. You know, so then that releases trauma. It releases old stories. It releases masks from your body. And it's a thin mirror that you can feel and fully listen to what your soul wants to tell you. So that is why the blood mysteries is one ritual that every woman can take to empower herself with herself. You know, that's the whole idea, that you empower yourself with yourself. And you start creating a relationship with your own blood, okay? And we can go even deeper with the blood, because it is called the nectar of the gods as well. Like in many ancient traditions, there was like men that were drinking actually the blood of women to empower themselves because of the stem cells that you are carrying. It's like it's an alchemical process that happens when you do and walk your life with intent. You know, so these stem cells that were going to create a human life, you know, which your womb is the portal between the different dimensions. To move from dimension to dimension, there is a certain like cell that science has proven today that this cell comes with the menstrual blood. And these cells actually rejuvenate your own body. Because at the end of the day, if you are letting go constantly every month, a ritual of 2 or 3 days just for letting go every month, you know, like 2-3 days every month, you allow yourself to step fully with intent into letting go, then you rebirth yourself as a new person. You know, you don't carry an issue more than 2 months forward, like these days. People can be depressed for 20 years. You know, it's like that was inconceivable for those times. Mm-hmm. And that is why I'm bringing this forth, because it's a full embodiment practice with your own self. And journaling prompts is really powerful, because you can write, that's what I do myself, you know, or you can create, you can paint, you can dance, you can feel your body and allow yourself to have a date with your body. And what happens during those days, it is incredible, like guidance to your business, for your business, guidance for your family, guidance for new investments in life. You can actually use that sensitivity to upgrade any area of your life. So that is why is the root of the feminine power. It's really simple, because we bleed every month, yes or yes. If you do it in a sacred way, or if you don't do it in a sacred way, you are bleeding. But while you're bleeding, if you know the power of what is happening in the technology of your body, and you put your intent and you have some days of prayer, then you can take your life to the next level. I'm sure about it. Like I practiced that myself in my life, And like, I've seen like hundreds of women transforming their lives because of this.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I love that. And another thing I just wanted to add, another really simple way to bring forth the embodiment of remembering what's happening inside you is to bring the internal external, and wearing black or wearing red or wearing something that is symbolic of this shedding, of this death, this metaphoric death, this letting go. That is another really beautiful and simple way to just step into this practice, into the blood mysteries, and into honoring the part of the cycle that you are in right now, which is the crone, it is the death, it is the wise woman. If that part of you is feeling like difficult to access, that is just another really simple way that we can further embody it and step deeper into recognizing the time that we are in right now within our own cycle. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you. I think that's good for our little intro into the blood mysteries. Thank you so much, Sandra, for creating this space and this entryway into this remembrance, this deep remembrance of the truth of who we are and the truth of the feminine and the feminine power that lives within our bodies and within our blood, and reclaiming it for what it means to us and for ourselves and for all women everywhere. And I'm really grateful that you shared this with all of us today. It was so beautiful. So I think that is enough. If there's anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up, please feel free.
So I feel that, just remember that we are connected to the cycles of the earth and the cycles of the moon. And when you bleed, normally we are in the new moon, you know, we're in the new moon, the sky is dark. Not everyone is in the new moon, you know, but that's kind of like the pattern, that you bleed in the new moon. And then with the crescent moon is when you are not bleeding. And then if you let go in the new moon through your own bleed, you know, as well, what doesn't serve you any longer through ritual and intent, then you can allow growing seeds to come when it's crescent moon, you know, or after your menstruation, to get to your ovulation time, that it will align normally, I'm saying normally, with the full moon. That is the time when you are the most fertile, you know, so you can create and like share and become fertile in all levels of your life. And then when we come to crescent moon, which it will be the premenstruation, you know, then is when we start feeling some pain or emotional things happening, going on, is because there is distortions that we are starting to be aware of. And those distortions are kind of the push for us to start gathering our energy back to the red tent. When we are alone with those distortions, and we can not just peel them off, but actually get new visions for the new growing seeds for the next cycle. So uniting our bodies and offering our blood to the earth with that intent, it will align our bodies with the feminine cyclic nature that we are. So that's basically it.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Moon Talks. Happy full moon in Scorpio, and happy exploring your blood mysteries within yourself. And thank you so much for being here. If you would like to connect with us, you can find the links below in the show notes in the podcast. And as always, if anything comes up for you, any further questions, please reach out. You can send us an email also in the show notes. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.